The next chance for Tiger Woods to approach the record of 18 majors by Jack Nicklaus comes next month at Bethpage Black on New York's Long Island at the PGA Championship. Tiger currently sits at 15 majors. Can he carry momentum from Sunday's victory at the Masters? Insight from Mike Lupica, co-host of a podcast called The Sports Reporters from Compass Media Networks, our parent. Mike, how do you see it?
Michael Jordan was the greatest star, and this is no disrespect to Serena, but she hasn't, despite her portfolio, been as big a star of the three guys I'm going to mention. Michael Jordan was the biggest star in American sports. Then Tiger Woods was the biggest star in American sports. Then LeBron James became the biggest star in American sports. That torch never gets passed back until Augusta, when he won his 15th major, he won his fifth Masters, won his first major in 11 years, won his first Masters in 14 years, won his next Masters 22 years after his first. Everything that made him the kind of star he was, the way he changed the face of golf, literally and figuratively, the way he made non-golf fans watch golf again, all of that came rushing back, and he beat the guy who beat him at the British Open last year. He beat the kid, Koepka, who beat him at the PGA. Mm-hmm. He finally came from behind to win a major on a Sunday.
Given his self-inflicted personal wounds, why is it that fans have embraced him again?
Because everybody likes a redemption story. Everybody likes a second act. The kind of scandals that he was involved in were self-inflicted. And then on top of everything that he did to himself, his body started to betray him. And he got this fusion surgery on his back, which I don't even understand. And somehow at the age of 43, at the time when I think only Mickelson's swing is getting faster as he gets older, and at a time when putting strokes begin to betray you, again, he was everything he had ever been.
Speaking with Mike Lupica, sports writer, author, co-host of the Sports Reporters podcast, produced by Compass Media Networks, our parent company. At the age of 43, do you feel now that catching Nicklaus is within his grasp?
Well, I mean, if he's going to stay healthy, yes. I told Mitch on our last podcast last Thursday. I said, I'm not going to be surprised if he wins the Masters. Gordon, I've played golf since I was 9 years old. I've played it at a pretty high level occasionally. I love golf. I love the history of golf. Did I think he was going to do this at 43? No. But once he won at Eastlake last year, and then I saw him. He kicked away the British Open, okay? And he just got beat by a better golfer that day at Belrive at the PGA. So, no, none of this is – everything is back in play now if he stays healthy. And the only thing I will caution people, for all the people who now want to call this the greatest comeback ever, okay, I encourage them to Google the following: Ben Hogan accident.
Thank you. And I was going to ask you that. Yeah.
Then go look. I'm stuck on this. Okay, and it doesn't diminish what Tiger did. Please go Google Ben Hogan accident and look what his car looked like after it got hit by a bus on a Texas night. I believe it was 1950. Maybe it was 1949. Okay, he saved his wife's life. He was given the last rites, and after that came back and not only played the best golf of his career, Gordon, in 1953, if there wasn't a scheduling overlap between the PGA and the British Open, he probably would have won the Grand Slam.
Mm-hmm. How about his attitude change, right? I mean, he got a tongue lashing by the head of Augusta, right, when he first came back, but he's different now. He's been different since he's been on the course. Like his peers, I think, tend to like him a little more this time.
I think he has everything that he presents to the public, and I won't presume to say that I know him, and I never confuse the person a celebrity wants us to think they are with who they might really be. He seems to be more human. He seems to be enjoying himself more. It seems that being a dad has transformed him as well. But yes, he seems to be a better guy, having picked himself up.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Lupica, co-host of a podcast called The Sports Reporters from Compass Media Networks.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.